Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yeah. We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and today is Morning Radio Wise Guy Day. So it's always glad to know that I've got my day. And whoever decided this, whoever came up with this, I want to thank them for that. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you like to type, there's a long one for you. But the short one, the little five-letter one, is jbsba.com. And if you to help you remember that, that stands for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, JBSBA. So don't forget to go there when you get a chance. I think you'll like it. We're getting lots and lots of nice notes from people who have gone there and who've told us how much it's helped them. We got a letter in actually yesterday from somebody who said they listened to an archive and it gave them an idea and helped them close some business. That was really a nice thing to hear from folks. And so check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don wrote in and said this. This is the Ask Jim at jbsba.com question that we've gotten to that email. If you have a question of your own or a comment, that's the place to go. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. Don says this: I'm a budding entrepreneur. I have come up with tons of ideas and I don't know how to get them out there. I have a lot of marketing experience and business experience. When it comes to doing it myself, I'm stuck. I want to sell a product to a company. I have no money. I can't get a loan. Now that's what I got in from Don. First, let me say this: it helps if you can ask a question. if you can actually say, "This is what I need." And if you're asking a question, if you're writing me with a question for me or for one of my Brain Trust members, try to really get to something. Ask a question that we can help you with. One time, somebody wrote me an email and said, "Jim, I want to start a restaurant. Where do I buy my food?" Honest, I really got that question. I can't help you buy your food. Now, what I can do is help you with some things about running a restaurant, some specifics about running a restaurant, perhaps, or running a business. But don't ask me to do your due diligence. That's rule number one in asking somebody a question. But I want to get back to Don's situation. He says, "I'm a budding entrepreneur. I come up with lots of ideas, but I don't know how to get them out there." Well, it sounds to me, Don, like you really want to be a small business owner in the worst way. And the way it seems that you may be about to go about it, that's what you're going to get, being a small business owner in the worst way. The thing that I would say to you is to understand that in your business, this business that you want so badly, there are two parallel universes. One is the business that you're in, the industry that you're in, restaurant, retail, manufacturing, manufacturing of a certain thing, wholesale, whatever it might be. The thing that you do, the thing that your company sells, that is one parallel universe, and that's the industry, the business that you're in. The other, and that's different for every company, virtually, even competitors. Direct competitors may have a little bit of a different take on that industry. So, but that's one universe. The other universe that's parallel to that is the running of the business, and that's not different for anybody. It's the same for everybody. It's the same, other than the way you put your decimal point. It's the same for big business. It's the same for little business. You have to buy. Somebody has to sell something. It costs money to produce that and to make it available to customers, and you do the math on, you do the addition and the subtraction on that, and you wind up with hopefully a profit. You buy, you sell, you keep track, and that's the business side of things. Now, if you want to be in business so badly that you're willing to go, see, what I worry about for Don is I worry that he's about to do something That's very dangerous. I worry that he's getting ready to open up a business just because he wants to be in business. He's and let me say this. here's a confession. I remember being like that 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. I remember being like that. I remember being so, wanting my own business so badly that I looked into buying businesses or starting businesses that I didn't know anything about that I wasn't in love with. I didn't do it, but I remember being like that. So it's a natural condition for people to have, and millions of Americans and people really worldwide, millions of people worldwide are in this situation that Don's in right now. They want to be a small business owner very badly, but what they haven't done is they haven't found the thing that they love to do. And what I encourage people to do is don't go into a business until you've found something that you really love. And here's why. You know, we got two parallel universes, the business you're in and the running of the business, the administration, the accounting, the tax, the regulation side, the human resources, employing people, managing people. That's one side. The other side is the thing that you do. If you don't love the thing that you do so much, you may not make it. Even if you know how to run your business, because here's what happens. The business side of your business, the second parallel universe, that will let you down on a regular basis. You won't have enough cash flow. An employee won't show up for work. An employee will let you down. An employee will quit and go to work in competition for you, with you. The IRS will audit you. The OSHA will come in and do this or that. Your banker, you'll have trouble with your banker. You'll lose your lease. There are an infinite number of things on the business side that can go wrong and where you can be let down. And the only thing that will make you come back to work the next day or stay in the business that day when all this is going on, the only thing that will make you come back or stay is the fact that you love what you do so much. You love making shoelaces. It's the most wonderful thing in the world to you is to make shoelaces or to distribute lettuce or whatever it might be. It's the most wonderful thing. You eat it, breathe it, and sleep it. You love it. Have you ever met anybody like that? Have you ever met anybody who did something, some esoteric thing, and you couldn't figure out what in the world is so great about this, but they love it? Find yourself in that position before you start a business. Take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. I'm going to touch on this a little bit more, then I'm going to move on to Ellen. Stand by, 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I was talking to Don. And I want to come back to what I was saying. He's the guy who's got all this experience. He's got all this knowledge, and he's got all this energy, and he wants to be a small business owner. But he also has no money, and he can't get a loan. He said that, too. Don't forget that. Folks, when it's the right time to be a small business owner, it will happen. Now I know that probably sounds a little flaky, but the truth is, if you force it to happen when it's not the right time, you'll fail. You'll make a mistake, or at least you'll have more failures than you should have. And so even if you're working for somebody else, and you just can't wait to be out on your own, you want to get away from this person. Probably you want to run away from a boss who's giving you a hard time. You know, don't make a big mistake of starting your own business. If you have no money, if you can't get a loan, then obviously you don't need to start your small business because it does take capital. And let me say this, it takes more capital than you thought it was going to take. And so, you know, that's one good reason. Not having any capital is one good reason not to start a business. Now, but there are ways, but if you have something that you love a lot, you really love doing whatever it is that you're doing, you know, like for example, I know people who had a regular day job, but they loved making cabinets, And so at night, in their spare time, they had a shop out back, and they made cabinets for friends and family. Maybe they even wind up, you know, creating a little business on the side, a little part-time business. And eventually, they quit their job, and they made cabinets full-time. They made a living at it, made a nice living making cabinets. It could be anything else. It could be writing. It could be pottery. I don't pick one. But that's how a lot of small businesses get started and doing what you love. Because if you'll spend your time, if you'll spend your non-working time, your vocational time, so to speak, if you'll spend that doing something, that's what you love. And so if I could tell anybody one thing, when you want to start a business, whatever you do, make sure you do what you love. And I hope what comes across when I do what I do here is that you can tell that I love what I do, because there are a lot of days over the last several years when the business let me down, but what I do didn't. And that's what made me come back. Okay, let's move on to Ellen. Good luck, Don, by the way. Ellen says, I'm a woman inventor seeking help. I'm trying to license my intellectual property. I'm dealing with biggies, she's talking about big companies, that have the power to take my concept and do what they want. I feel that infringement might be a real concern. Is there help available? All right, now, Ellen has invented something, and she wants to, one thing I'm glad that she didn't say, I didn't hear her say that she wanted to manufacture what she's invented. That's one of the biggest dangers for an inventor. If you are an inventor, and there are a lot of people out there who are, then you need to say to yourself, okay, I'm an inventor, I'm not a manufacturer. I don't have a big marketing organization that will take this product to market. So good for you, Alan, for recognizing that and for going the route of licensing. And your concerns are valid. There are companies out there that will steal your stuff. But there also are documents available that will allow you to not lose your cargo, to not lose your intellectual property. But it is a little bit of a tricky dance that you got to take with these folks to offer them something, but you just need some help. And I'm going to give you, our buddy Jeffrey Dobkin has suggested something. He says, call or write the U.S. Department of Energy and request this free book, Making the Licensing Decision. He says it's a 33-page book, and it's in plain English about negotiating, licensing strategy, resources, and documents. It also provides a short course on licensing that will help you a lot. So what I think you need to do is you need to get a little bit better educated about licensing. And I think you need to find an attorney that will help you with the documents. And that can't be just any attorney. It's got to be somebody who understands these kinds of contracts. The guy who closed your loan, the lady who closed the loan on your house, might not be the right person to do this. You probably need a little bit of a specialist. But if you do this, what you will find is that you've educated yourself a little more about the concepts of licensing, and you'll understand that there is a protocol. There are steps that you take. And if you take those steps, if you talk that language, if you use that jargon that the big companies use and that the licensing community uses, the invention community uses, you'll find that you'll plug in a lot smoother with these companies that you want to sell your intellectual property to. So I think that's what you need to do. If you want some help, I think my thinking is get a little bit better educated and hire somebody to help you with that. Now, I didn't get to Bill. I'm not going to get to Bill's question because I ran out of time. I told you I might get wound up. But Bill wants to raise capital online. And next time I do this, I'll do this one day next week. In fact, let me see. I'll do this Monday. In fact, the next show, I'll do this in the next show. I'm going to talk about Bill, about raising capital online. And let me say this before I go. It's not a smart thing to try to do. It's not a smart thing to do, let alone try to do. And I'll tell you why in the next show. 29 after, I'm going to be right back with Gene Siciliano. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.